Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, it's so much of a blessing to be with you. And I know you are full of the Spirit. Hallelujah. These are benefits. I'm talking about 10 benefits of speaking in tongues, or the 10 benefits of praying in tongues. It's a blessing. It's a great blessing. And I know you're learning so much, and I know you're experiencing so much. Make an effort to speak in tongues more than you talk to any human being on earth. So important. The next thing I want to show you is the fact that speaking in tongues helps us to pray for the unknown. It helps us to pray for the unknown. In Romans chapter 8, verse 36, the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. Then it says, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. You see, speaking in tongues, it helps us to not be selfish in prayer. Because sometimes you can even be selfish in prayer. You can be praying for yourself, and you would not know that you are okay. You are not supposed to be praying for yourself. You're supposed to be praying for other people, for others. You see, the more you pray in tongues, the more God helps you to pray for the things that are unknown, unknown things. There are so many stories along this particular line that I want to share with you. There was this woman somewhere in America who belonged to a certain church, and the church had a certain missionary to Africa, you know, and 2 years prior to this particular story being related, the woman was awakened in the night around 3 a.m. by the Spirit of God. She just jerked up and sat on her bed, and she found herself praying in tongues, and she knelt down by her bed and decided to continue speaking in tongues. So she spoke with tongues and spoke with tongues and spoke with tongues and spoke with tongues, and they didn't know what she was doing. After 1 hour, she just went to bed. And when she slept, she had a dream and saw this missionary who had been sent to Africa on a stretcher, having local, some of these local folks around him, you know. And he was ill. This missionary was ill. And before long, in the dream, she noticed that the local folks had pulled the blankets or the bed sheets across his face, meaning that the guy was dead. You see, they pronounced him dead. They walked out of the hut where he was laid. And as we're going out, just some few minutes later, the missionary woke up, came back from the dead, came back to life, and came out of the tent to come and see them, and everybody was rejoicing, you know. Now, this woman keeps a journal. She keeps a diary. So she wrote what her experience. And 2 years later, this missionary came back to America, and she was sitting with this minister. They were talking, and she asked whether the minister keeps a diary. The minister said yes. So the minister also brought his diary, and they checked their diaries and noticed that at that time that the woman was praying in tongues and saw that particular dream, at that same time, the man had that experience in Africa. He actually died. He did die. And when he died, the local folks pulled the bedsheet on his face, proclaimed it dead. And as he walked out, he came after 45. He mentioned that after 45 minutes, he came out of the dead. Amazing. And the whole town was rejoicing because he had come back from the dead. You see, that man would have died and gone to be with the Lord at the time he was not supposed to go because sickness had killed him. God needed someone to pray. God needed someone to intercede. The Holy Spirit cannot intercede without us. You see, he says he does intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. We say the language. We utter the words. But he does. He groans from within. He helps us groan from within so that we can see things and pray according to the will of God, according to what is really happening, what is unknown. Hallelujah. This woman was able to pray and help this man come back to life and continue the ministry of changing lives. That man lived on and helped a lot of people in Africa, changed a lot of people's lives in Africa. But that vision would have been taken off. God's vision would have been died if that woman had not responded to the Spirit of God who prompted him in that night. Hallelujah. So praying in tongues is praying in an unselfish way. It's praying according to what God really wants. Knowing what God wants. Knowing what you don't know. Praying according to what you don't know. Because normally you don't know what to pray. We don't know what is happening around us. Sometimes you need to pray for your mother and you are praying for yourself. You need to pray for your uncle somewhere and you are praying for yourself. You need to pray for one of the church members and you are praying for yourself. Hallelujah. The more you pray in tongues, the more you pray for the unknown. You're able to settle things. You can sit at one place and be settling things from afar. Settling the future. Settling things in the future. Settling things happening right now. It's so powerful. It's a very powerful tool. That is why I encourage you and tell you to speak with tongues. Don't keep quiet. Speak with tongues. Pray with tongues every single time of your life. In Jesus' name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.